Hello, and welcome to the Military Maker Podcast. We're a group of military guys making the transition from the battlefield to the woodshop, who like to talk about making, running a business, innovating, creating, and whatever else comes to mind. So you just might learn something here, or you may not, but what do you have to lose? So go ahead, pull up a seat, and join us while we discuss our next mission. But remember, folks, we are vets. Sometimes words slip, so watch your six.
I'm leaving, my God. Reporting.
Yeah, you didn't get my written permission, motherfucker.
So this is, I mean, this has definitely been a learning process for us. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I do think our shows did get better as the season went along. It was fun.
A lot of fun. What's that, I ask?
Huh?
What do you mean,
mediocre
season?
We aren't mediocre. We're fucking rock stars.
Tell them, Sarge. Tell them about the season. The seasons.
What seasons?
We're going to be the next Walking Dead. This is just season one. Once we
get I've already put that out, but when did you put it out? This is the second to last episode of the season one of the military.
This is the last, bro.
No, we're going to do an episode where we're in Arkansas. In Oklahoma. Oh,
yeah,
Oklahoma.
That's a bonus episode.
Look, I don't know why.
Sarge, you show up to the wrong fucking hotel. And you find where is everybody? Here I am.
I swear, man, Arkansas is nowhere on my freaking mind, man. I'm telling you. I don't know.
Oklahoma is, though. You want to go there for some reason.
I thought we were meeting up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Where are you guys at?
Shit.
That's that Friday, right?
Yeah, but we're gonna have a show there. We'll do
that's a bonus show.
I thought maybe we'd do a YouTube live from there.
Yeah.
What do you think? Well, how do you guys feel about that one?
It's gonna be IG live, YouTube live. It's gonna be everything. We're gonna have 6 computers set up, 10 freaking teleprompters.
It's only live.
6 TVs, 90 freaking.
Oh my God.
We're gonna have those people in the audience that when you hold up a sign and clap, they all clap when they say laugh.
And then we're ready to sign off. Everybody's going to have their lighter on.
Yep.
Turn their lighters on. That's how we get the OnlyFans and put it on there, too.
I've already paid for the fake audience. We're good to go.
Got some laugh tracks in there.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't sound that bad.
Oh, man.
What are you drinking? Is that water?
Yep, just water. So anyway, so when you sit back and think about all the episodes we had, and you know,
that's a good question. What's your favorite, Sarge? Go.
I think that's where he was going, you dick.
I don't know if I have a favorite.
You just stole his fucking question.
I had to. It was a good question.
No, I was actually going to ask, what do you think was one of the funniest moments out of all this, out of all the episodes?
Other than me not knowing how to work technology.
Yeah.
That took away your Sarge.
I mean, come on. You got elementary school students who get on Zoom every day.
Dude, you're lucky I know how to turn the light on, all right?
And they're all using janky Chromebooks to do it with.
I don't know what the funniest is. I'd have to re-listen to every show.
I'm looking at Sarge's face.
Yeah. I was just curious. We had some funny stuff going on.
What's your favorite guest, Sarge? That's what I want to know.
Ooh, better not say that.
Why? Just because you're not somebody's favorite?
Okay. Who's your favorite host?
That'd be a good poll. We'll wait till next season to do that. I gotta step up.
Let's put it out to our listeners. They write in and tell us who their favorite host is.
Whoever nobody writes in. We already tried that with that freaking stupid email bullshit, and nobody asks us questions. So
we got like one. But I deleted the app like
two. You gotta put it in a post, and you gotta make it easy for them. You gotta say, comment your favorite host. Go.
All right, I'm gonna do that right now.
Do it.
I'll tell you what, if you are listening to this program, we'd appreciate if you went ahead and gave us a 5-star review, okay? But you could say whatever you want. It doesn't even have to be about the show. You can say something about, I don't know, a recipe that you, I really don't care, but just give us a 5-star review. We'll be good to go.
We're not a fucking restaurant, Sarge. Yo, Mills, put that on the story. And they have polls that you can do.
Yeah, I know that part.
And it's okay, good.
I've done it, but nobody ever does them on mine. Like,
so did you guys take a screenshot? Did y'all take a screenshot?
Of what? No, Jesse's not in this fucking picture, man. You got to include him.
Oh, we have to include it. Is Jesse still part of this? Where is Jesse?
Yeah, he quits the military. Now he quits this freaking podcast.
Do we get one? Do you need 214? Or
yeah,
what happens? You get your DD214, you start quitting everything you've been doing.
Fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, fuck this, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, so we're going to get, are we going to have any food catered in while we're there? And
fuck, Sarge, I'm not rich. What do you want me to do?
Massachusetts.
You can do that.
Massive two shits.
I mean,
I think it was extra.
Little Rock, damn it, Little Rock. That's it, Little Rock. Are we gonna? I'll order pizzas. I mean, Little Rock's got to have like some bomb pizza place there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be there. I think we just have like a 8-hour meeting, and then PowerPoint by Sarge.
I doubt our meeting's gonna last 8 hours.
Probably like a couple.
Maybe a couple at the most.
I don't know, man. If we spend 2 hours on this fucking computer screen with each other sometimes, I don't know. I think it'll be, especially if everybody gets some notes and maybe our guests will actually send us a message. Let's hear what you want to do next season. What you want to hear, what you want to see.
Well, that was one thing I was going to talk about was having some kind of campaign like that where we...
They only allow 4 options on the polls. We all know Sarge isn't one of them, so let's skip Sarge, but no.
just put not Sarge or Jesse, and then the rest are all of us three.
Not Sarge or Jesse.
Shit. So this show you're going to, Jeff, I mean, what do you plan on selling?
Me or Flash or you?
I mean, well, you're Jeff. Flash is Flash. You're Jeff. I'm Sarge. And
damn Yankee, Wade. Damn it.
Okay, damn Yankee. What are you going to sell?
Entire season, and you still fucking call people Jeff. Like you're talking
to
another person.
He's going to sell edibles. Man, I seen a guy that's a veteran that makes edibles. I was going to see if you wanted to be on the show, and I was like, send us
edibles. We'd all take them and then do the show.
You know, that'd be a cool show, man. Talking about freaking... slinging dope, legal dope.
Yeah, I'd have to miss that one.
Oh, come on. Delta 8's legal.
Delta 8, yeah, I take that. When you take
all that. All right, see drunk, you later. See you later, Flash.
Adios, Flash. Flash is on an emergency response call to a fire.
Oh, okay. It's got the chief on the phone.
It's that Missouri meth house burned down.
No, so what are you taking to this show? What are you trying to sell?
Just mostly flags, cutting boards, signs. Yeah, just little stuff. I don't bring furniture or anything like that to these things. I just bring got an iPad that I've got like pictures of all the furniture I've done. I just put that on a slideshow and let it play.
Cool.
The options there, and they know that I can do that kind of stuff, and I can hopefully pick up some commissions.
I should send you these 6 ash stools. You could put them together. And sell them there.
I'm putting together ash stools right now.
I'm just saying, I got 6 of them. They're in parts. You just got to glue them together.
Are those flat pack stools?
Yeah.
Sure, set them up. I'll send you the money when it sells.
Mark it up, freaking 400%.
Yeah, I'll sell them for $1.50. Yeah, make it.
Here's why are they so expensive?
You ever hear that song that people play? that one, the little song talks about
a lot of songs.
It costs so fucking much because it takes so many fucking hours or something like that. You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. I mean, come on, Yankee. You've been on TikTok.
Yeah, somebody posted it today on TikTok. I think it was Puddle Pirates.
Speaking of TikTok, how's your TikTok coming along?
Dude, it's not ticking or talking. I don't fucking get it. I haven't posted on it though. I've been so busy with these stools and fucking.
Okay, hey, so since I've been posting, okay, I know there's something that the people that follow me do not want to see. And that's anything that deals with a laser.
I second that notion.
I mean, every time I post a laser video, it's like, I barely get a view.
Yeah, and I've done that. I post a video of my laser and like get shit.
Yeah,
I post a video of fucking like me ripping down a piece of 1x and it gets like thousands of views. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so I'm not posting any more laser videos. I've got to save that for the, what do you call it, stories. But so Yankee, I'm about 300 away from 6,000 followers on TikTok.
Holy shit. I think it's because you're an old guy and everybody feels sorry for you. They're like,
oh, I don't know. I've gained a lot of fun followers in the last 2 months.
Hey, Flash, you're talking, but your lips are just moving. No sound. Yeah. I think this isn't a visual deal.
I was trying to say, too bad TikTok followers don't lead to money in a bank, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I've got more clients than you, so eat that. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Shoot, people aren't even. Everybody's got more clients than me.
What's that, Ben? Huh?
Hey, I got a question. Sarge, whatever happened to those stools you were making? You were making those, you know.
I have.
Those things dropped off the.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm trying to get something going here. It's long story. Look, I took a break from it. I was getting kind of a little burned out on some stuff.
I got you.
Well, once I found out about the whole lung thing, it was like, okay, I started getting down to some kind of funk, you know what I'm saying? So
now I'm tracking. Okay.
But I'm back. I'm in black. I got a year. I got a year.
Yeah. What's a year for what? It's like a cliffhanger, man. What?
What's happening? I don't even.
Before I have another. Like a year? Before they do another scan.
Oh, okay. I'm not good with cliffhangers.
What did like, you just tell fucking everybody but me that you got some kind of, what, you got lung problems? Smoking?
Yeah, I had, they found something on my lung. And so back in December. So I've been having to go get these scans like every 2 or 3 months.
Uh-huh.
So this last one showed that it hadn't had any change since I've, you know, it's the same size it was 6 months ago. So they said, we'll see you in a year.
Oh, I got it.
Unless, of course, you start coughing up blood, then we'll see you sooner.
As long as that shit ain't growing, you're good to go.
You know, it's all part of old age, man. But I tell you what, you damn right I wear that damn dust mask more often, that respirator in the shop more.
I'm going to say, how much Purple Heart have you inhaled throughout your years?
Oh, I don't, dude, I have never, ever used Purple Heart.
Really?
Never.
How do you make it anywhere in the woodworking community if you don't use Purple Heart?
Man, like,
aren't you? You're a carpenter unless you use Purple Heart. Once you use Purple Heart, then you become a woodworker.
Yeah, whatever.
I got a load of it. I don't think I've ever used any of it either.
I mean,
ugly, man. It's purple.
I don't really find it. It's just not. I don't know. It's not for me.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I like just good old fashioned maple, oak, cherry, walnut, you know, just maple, good old fashioned
malted stuff. Maple, man. Freaking, I love that shit. You put that clear coat on that spalted maple and it.
Yeah, that shit so looks good, texture. Don't it? Especially if it's got that, you know, some nice, I call them marbling.
Yeah,
marbling. Looks really good. Also like ambrosia maple, especially when it's been heavily infected by those beetles and it's got a lot of that streak in it. Yeah. I think it looks kind of cool, but
that's where epoxy comes in right there.
Hey, you know what's funny is, of course, you know, the furniture industry, they deem that stuff garbage wood, right? So, you know, I don't know if you ever noticed, but I've never gone to a hardwood dealer and they don't have ambrosia maple. It's all that is like, if there's anything available, it's always ambrosia maple. It's always available.
And it's so I gotta change subjects here real quick. We're in one of the military maker groups talking shit. Me, Seth, CNC, and then Puddle Pirates. And good old Puddle Pirates just posted something about his CNC, the sleeve pulled out. He said, he said the sleeve pulled out, unlike Hillcraft's dad.
I didn't know he hated my existence.
Oh, no way.
I barely fucking know the guy. I did one podcast with him.
Oh, he's a good guy, man.
Wow.
Actually, he was a good show because he kind of really, he rolled with the punches right along with us, man.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
That's all right. I got some for him.
You going to kick him out of the group?
Puddle Pirates was removed from the group.
He's about the only one that ever posts in that group.
Right. No shit.
Hey, Jack, Yankee, what kind of router are you trying to find?
It's a DeWalt or a McKeon.
Yeah, it's a DeWalt 611.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about for your CNC machine?
Yeah, for my X-Carve.
That's why I ended up going to water cooled spindle. I was replacing those brushes about every month and a half, and I'm like, I'm done with this.
What's fucked up? Like, I've ran it for the past few months without any dust collection. I just vacuum it when it's done. I put dust collection on it yesterday morning, and then yesterday night the brush is fried. Like, so people can't tell me it's because it's dusty. No, it had dust collection on it for once.
So you know what I did, Jeff? I bought two of those routers. And I cut the cord and made them really short and put plug on them. And then I cut the power to the that goes, you know, that plugs in. Anyways, I put the female on that and then I put the male on the router. This way, when I change bits, I just take the router off and put the other router on with the other bit. This way I don't have to worry about moving the, I don't know if you ever tried taking the bit off of the router. Sometimes it'll shift a little bit, the Z axis.
Oh no, I've got I can't remember what it's a precision collet. So it's really easy to unscrew and screw. Yeah. No, the original collet. Yeah. When I go to loosen it, it would move a little bit. I'm like, son of a bitch. But no, the precision collets are a lot easier to work with.
I just, that was my solution. It worked really well. Not only that, it kind of evened out the wear and tear between routers.
One thing I wanted to try on my CNC that I haven't got to yet is, you seen those drag knife bits?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are pretty sweet. I wanted to try to cut some fucking leather or some shit with that.
Yeah, it's the same technology as like my wife's Silhouette or whatever. Yeah, Cricket
Silhouette. Yep.
Yeah, she's got the drag knife thing on it that automatically adjusts for the direction and all that. It's fucking pretty badass. So having a bigger one on a CNC and do like leather 3mm ply or something like that, I think that'd be pretty fun.
For sure.
Hey, some people got them because they cut their own cardboard boxes out with them.
Yeah, I was looking at those too because, dude, I feel bad for some of my customers to get shit through the mail because I take a big ass box, cut it up, hack it, tape it, and it looks like a mess.
I've done that too many times.
I wait for them to like reply and say it was great, except the packaging was horrible. Give me like 2 stars.
Looks like they had the homeless guy on the street corner wrapped it.
I can't wait for somebody to order like a box, like a one box, and then I ship them in one of my boxes that look like shit.
Well, that's the problem I had with the stools is that the box is so damn big, it costs a shitload of money, and they really don't make boxes that really would do well with that. And then the flat packs, I can't find, like, I need those, I need long, shallow boxes, like maybe 4 inches, but you can't get them 4 inches. You can only get them 6 inches by 48 inches.
Check out Uline. They go down to, I think, 3 inches. I was looking.
Well, the best match I get was 48 by 12 by 6. Or maybe it is 4. I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's 6. And I'm like, gosh, it's still kind of a big ass box.
Fill it up with bubble wrap and packaging peanuts. And then when they open the box, packaging peanuts go everywhere and you get to laugh at them.
Yeah, that costs a lot of money. Dude, all that packing shit is expensive, man.
Yeah, but when your shit gets fucking destroyed, the first thing I made that I had to ship to somebody, it broke in the fucking mail. Because I put it in a fucking envelope with no padding.
What the fuck? You put it in an envelope with no padding?
One of those spiked bottle openers that I had. So it just spiked out the side and fucking broke.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah. I don't have time. Like you just said, that shit's expensive, man. And I don't have the fucking time to go out and purchase fucking packing materials for your stupid bottle opener. Fuck you.
So I finally finished all the setup for my Etsy shop. All right. So I got the payment thing all set up and everything. I just got nothing to put in there right now.
Welcome to
Make some shit.
Etsy, where we sell nothing.
Yeah. I have 8 stools that are completely assembled and glued together. Someone's just got to finish them or whatever not. And then I have 6 or 7 that are unassembled in the kits.
I've got a bit of a funny Etsy story recently. So I've got a booth, and I've had one for quite some time up at an antique mall, not too far from me, where I've got some of my stuff that I sell. At one time when I first opened the thing up, I had like 5 or 6 sets of wooden drink coasters, right? Just wooden drink coasters, different varieties. And they just weren't selling, and they weren't selling, and they weren't selling. So I finally went up there and I removed them from the inventory on the antique mall's website. I took them home. They sat in the garage for a couple weeks or maybe a month, and I just got tired of looking at them. So like I literally threw them away, just chucked them in the trash. What I didn't do was go back into Etsy and remove those, because I had them cross-listed into Etsy. I kid you not, I sold a set of coasters last week, and I was like, oh my God, I hope it's one of the 2 sets that I left at the antique mall. I go up to the antique mall like the next day. Of course not. It was one of the sets that I threw away. So I had to literally make a new set of coasters to match the set that was on. And it was like a 3 wood variety. I mean, it was a cluster, but man, it was a learning moment. Like, if you do something like that, you got to watch your Etsy stuff. Cause damn it. I completely forgot about them.
So I assume the garbage already got picked up.
Oh yeah. This was 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was 2 months ago that I threw them away. I just
They're already under some bridge under where a homeless encampment is being.
So Jeff, we have one of these, we have a place something like that in what town was I in? I can't remember what town I was in, but
Oklahoma.
No, oh no. In Murray, they have what's called, they have some kind of they have like a this, it's like a mall, but there's no vendors there. People just rent out like a small space.
DMV.
And then they just throw their stuff in there and they leave it there. And then they have like 3 attendants who like ring people up. But I guess they have some kind of special tags they put on there. So I don't know. Is that what you kind of doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you've legitimately been in an antique mall before, it's exactly what this is. It's primarily just a bunch of vendor booths, you know, and it's the same thing. You know, this antique mall's got 10 or 12 employees, you know, that they just rotate through, and so your stuff just sits there day in and day out in your booth. Right. And they got this online tag system. So you literally log in and you go in and you create a tag for your cutting board. You know, you can put all the notes you want in, and you can put the pricing on it. And when you go to the store with those items, You just go up to the desk and say, hey, can you print off my new tags? They'll go into their system. They will literally print the labels out right there for you that you can affix to your item. It's all pretty easy and straightforward.
Is it expensive?
No. So I don't have a true booth as we might know it as a booth, but what I have is it's basically a shelving unit. And that's all it is, the shelving unit. It's about 5 shelves, and that's all it is. So I can't, I couldn't put anything big, obviously. It's $50 a month, and I've never had a problem yet making $50 a month to pay for it. So the bigger booths, they're more like $150 to $200 a month. I wasn't sure when I first started out that I could sell that much. So
I'll tell you what, it was called the Peddler's Mall. Mm-hmm. You go inside this thing, okay? I thought I was going to find some cool stuff, but I'm telling you, man, it's just like going to 150 garage sales.
Fresh.
Yeah. It's just like old clothes. I mean, there's people. I mean, it's like, who is buying? Like every time you ever go to a garage sale, it's like, no one's going to buy your fucking clothes. Just give them to a charity, for God's sakes.
Yeah, donate them to Goodwill and don't turn back. Yeah, most of this stuff at this particular antique mall, there's a little bit of that, but very, very little. Most of it is legitimate, like antiques, like old cast iron skillets and pots and pans and old coffee makers. I mean, it's pretty legitimately old antique-y stuff. So it's kind of neat. Old soda boxes, you know, like in the old days, they used to bring you, it was this kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but like a bottle of soda, it holds like a dozen of them. It was made out of wood and
I know what you're talking about.
Stuff like that. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff.
Well, now there's quite a few of those in there, but a lot of them are just like for instance, quite a few of the booths are like those kind where you ever been to these auctions and they sell all these like cases of Chinese built tools and stuff, and you know. Yep. Yeah, there's quite a few little cubicles of those, and
I got you.
I was a little disappointed, to be honest with you. Now there was a nice compound bow I saw. I just didn't have the money for it at that time, but that was a really nice piece, man. Huh. I wasn't going for that, but you know, that's on my bucket list. I might have to talk to that our Patreon our patron hold on, Kalamazoo. Mm. Bowworks.
Yeah.
That's on my bucket list to make a bow. Oh, I've always wanted to make a bow.
Okay. So it was a long bow.
No, this was a compound bow.
Oh, it was a compound.
Yeah, like a really high-end Matthews.
Yeah, I'm tracking. I'm a bow hunter. I got you.
Bow season starts tomorrow.
In what Texas. Does?
Bow season.
We've been open for 2 weeks here in Missouri. We open 15th of September.
Yeah, we go October 1st through the 11th. Or no, October 1st through November 11th, and then it goes to rifle season.
Yeah, we do the same thing here, except we just start 2 weeks earlier. It used to be October 1st. As long as I was growing up, it was October 1st, but now they've extended it 2 extra weeks. So
I have no idea. I don't hunt.
Well, let's...
It sounds so sad. It makes you less of a man, Sarge.
Out of nowhere, freaking! I have no idea how to hunt.
No, I didn't say that. I said I don't hunt. I used to. When I lived in South Dakota, I went hunting a lot.
Sarge is an interesting character, right? Sarge, I don't know. He's kind of ebb and flow, you know. So. Like I was talking about those little chairs that he was making, whatever the hell they called them things. And that it was all about those for a long time. And I was kind of excited to see if he could get it kicked off, you know, get these things on a market and get people buying them. And he was all about it. And all of a sudden it's like, and then he got this trike, right? This bike. And everything on Instagram was about this bike. And I'm going to go riding in it.
Oh, I had.
Like, all of a sudden it's like,
I had two. I had two stories for God's sakes, man. That's it.
What's the fad this week? Are you going to go back to closing wastegates with your ruler?
Topic this week, yeah.
I'm surprised you're giving up on the podcast.
Oh,
no, I've been one thing into another. Oh, yeah.
You're a quitter, Sarge.
No, I've been working on my freaking, like I said, I got the Etsy store finally done. Now I've got
finished that bed.
Yeah, it's actually that's something I got to do tomorrow, Saturday. We're going to swap out all the beds and all the rooms. And but I didn't do the headboard though because I'm waiting to get the epoxy. So I'll just put it on there plain, and when I'm ready to carve it, I'll take it off and just put it on the old machine and carve it on up.
Well, I kind of feel like we'd be remiss. We didn't talk about this like being the last show, and I mean, I don't know. I feel like we're missing something here. Like, I don't know.
Oh, this is the last show.
I don't know really what to say.
This is it.
This ain't the last show. This is the last show of the season.
But guys.
Last show of the season.
I don't know what I'm going to do without the sound of your voices in my house every week.
If you guys ended up telling me that you guys weren't coming back, then I would just have to carry on by myself.
Yeah, right. What would you call it?
Yeah.
The Military Sarge's Maker. Lonely Makers. That's what it says right there. Sarge's
Maker. Lonely Sarge's Military Makers.
You should read the fine print in the contract. You can't stick
to that. I couldn't let something as fine as this podcast be in the hands of your...
This is like fine wine, all right? It just gets better with age.
No, it doesn't. Right now? It gets worse, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, we can see how the glass half empty people are. Jesus.
Yeah,
I've had fun. It was I still remember the initial conversation when Wade threw it out, you know, and from there to where we're at now, I think we've done quite a bit. I'm pretty satisfied. I feel like I know you guys pretty well, even though we've never met. And I don't know. I think it's pretty neat.
But we're about to meet.
When we meet in Little Rock, we're probably all going to hate each other in real life.
It might be weird. I'm still waiting to be catfished. Sarge is going to have like...
Sarge is actually like a 70-year-old, 300-pound woman. He's just got fucking some kind of filter on from TikTok.
No, I agree, Flash, man. This is a good season for sure. And if you look at it from a perspective of what it... I mean, a first season... I think somebody said... Sarge was talking about the statistics and how they're like 10% of the, you know, podcasts either quit or they don't even get half of as, you know, many listens as we had.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think we've done well. I don't know. Sarge is a statistic guy. You have to bring that to the
Him and Jesse are good with numbers. They need to run the reports, and so we can kind of get some thoughts on that.
Well, Sarge said he's being a whiteboard.
Being a whiteboard, yeah.
And I guess he's using dry erase markers. So
I'll go ahead and bring some statistics. And also, we'll go over market share and, you know,
you're making it sound
demographics, socioeconomics, you know, all that good stuff.
Are we going on Wall Street next year? What's this market share?
This will be like a high level recruiting briefing.
Gotcha. I like the nerdy stuff, man. I like it
for sure.
I think there's some value in it. To some degree.
I don't know how to be nerdy.
Motherfucker, you got gauges in your ears. You're pretty fucking nerdy.
Well, that's just for more aerodynamics, less wind resistance when I ran.
What? I thought that's just how you hook up your vacuum. You just put it through. And
yeah, my dust collection, I just plug it through my ear. And then as I go from machine to machine, I just hook it up.
It's like an easy connector, yeah.
Also, I can see behind me when I'm doing this podcast. Like, I just trim my head a little bit. I can see through this one. Trim my head. I can see through that one. It's like having eyes on the back of your head.
I'd offer you this. If any of you end up meeting me and don't like me, it's for no other reason than I'm just good looking. And you're like, damn it. Holy crap, man.
So Flash is going to show up. He's going to be like 5'0", 700 pounds. And
I resemble that remark.
Honestly, we got to come up with some goals too, because one of mine is for next season, we should have a legitimate Military Makers meetup where like fucking hundreds of people are coming to that shit.
Oh, nice.
Like the next Workbench Con?
Yep. Fuck Workbench Con, man.
Read that they're requiring, they're mandating masks
at Workbench Con?
Yeah, and if you buy a ticket, you have to wear it. If you buy a ticket and don't show up with a mask, you're going home.
Fucking liberal ass woodworkers. What the fuck is that shit?
I'll wear my RZ mask, right?
Yeah, that doesn't count. It works for my sawdust, but it doesn't work for the coronavirus. Sorry, you can't wear it.
Fuck off with that shit. I work for RZ. I'm an influencer.
God, dude.
Oh man, I don't know.
See, look what you started.
I have to agree with you there, Flash. It's been a pretty good season. A lot of learning. We had a lot of stuff to learn. It definitely takes way more coordination than expected. Mm-hmm. It's definitely more expensive than I expected.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you think about it, for five guys that really had no idea even how to do a podcast, I mean,
I learned how to do Zoom.
Shoot.
I got a fucking microphone. I got a fucking, that's about it. I'm not the tech guy, all right?
I got a microphone. Social media
expertise and fucking marketing. And yeah, I can get on board with that, but I'm not the tech guy.
I can tell you, throughout this year, one of my speakers in my laptop shit the bed from y'all's voices. So I'm gonna blame Sarge. He's got the higher pitch voice.
Not me.
Beaker over there.
Oh, speaking of which, need to get a haircut, man.
Probably from long. Jesse's banjoing.
Yeah, banjoing out, just pop one of my speakers.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's been good. I mean, I think one of the best things was just meeting all these people we've had on our show, having all these different guests and stuff like that. That was kind of a really cool thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they came from all walks of life too. I mean, we had every branch except for Space Force, if you consider that a branch. But now we've had all kinds of different MLSs. You gotta get a
Space Force guy.
Jesus Christ.
we should have a personal bet amongst us all. First person that can recruit a Space Force guest on the show.
He has $20 from each one of us.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's good money, right?
That's 80 bucks for finding Space Force.
Oh, yeah, 80 bucks.
100.
Jesse, well, no, counts. You can't count your own 20.
No, Jesse will four be- guys. So there's five of us. If one wins, that means four guys pay $20. Four times 20.
You
can throw
20 bucks. Man, you don't know.
You're going to throw in your own 20?
If you count that winning your own money back.
My name is Wayne Hill, and I don't math well.
Talking about,
he was in the army cutting some slack. I know, that's why I said that.
Okay,
all of you is army.
I should have went Air Force.
Gambling and you fucking put all your money into the fucking slot machine and you don't get your own money back, then you lose.
But it's not profit,
it's still money back, it's not a loss.
Hey, they got profit, casinos though. In Little Rock.
Don't argue with me, I'm a pro gambler, dude. I have a gambling addiction.
Your poker face sucks.
Why do you think we're going to Little Rock?
How far is Arkansas from?
Oh my God! Little Texas. Rock is in Arkansas.
How far is Arkansas from Little Rock?
No, how far? That's not what I asked. That's how far it was from Texas.
This fucking guy.
Does it border Texas?
Depends on where. Yeah, it borders Texarkana.
Okay. Yeah, okay, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, Texarkana is right on the line.
It's about 5 hours from me.
Yeah,
five.
Wait, okay. Little Rock is close to Texarkana?
No, not at all. That's where
Arkansas and Texas connect. Is
that's Texarkana. Right. I drive through there every time I go see my brother in Dallas.
It's one of the bigger towns on the border.
Have any of you ever driven through Arkansas and seen like the copycat towns like Ark of Delphia? Fucking, there were a bunch of them. I was going through, I was like, what the? Like, Arkansas couldn't come up with their own town name, so they had to take other ones and put Ark at the front of them to make it theirs, like Arkadelphia, Philadelphia, and Arkansas.
Oh yeah, they got an Ark Diz.
Yeah.
I immediately regret going to.
What I find funny sometimes is like there'll be a state like Texas, I think even has a couple, but Arkansas, I'm sure does too, where it'll be like Missouri City, Arkansas, or Missouri City, Texas, something like that, where it's like, hey, man.
Well, shit, in Texas, we've got Paris, we've got Palestine, we've got all these.
Paris is pretty universal between states.
Don't forget about Lebanon.
Yep.
Lebanon, Jerusalem. There's the Jerusalem.
Damn.
Hey, I found out there's a town named Jeff in Kentucky.
That's disgusting.
Kentucky.
Jeff, Kentucky. We're all moving there.
It's in Hazard County.
Well, yeah.
Jeff. Not through the whole lot in the
Kentucky. Jeff's our hazards.
I'm not convinced there's much in Kentucky at all.
Well, we've already determined that there's a population of one in the town that Sarge lives in. So,
bunch of hillbillies to be about it.
Now we got over 14K here.
Teeth?
14.
In your town?
Wow. You have about 14,000 here in Katy's.
Everybody meets up at the Casey's for pizza for dinner.
There's like 500 people in my town.
Most people live out in the country though, because they all have farms or on the lake or whatever. Not.
There's about 90,000, and about 70,000 of them are fucking students in my town.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fucking students.
Man, they have all kinds of openings in Texas right now. I tried to talk my wife into it. She said, nope.
Bring it on.
I said, I can just go there myself and you guys can live here in Katy.
Just move within an hour of me so I can use your 8-foot fucking CNC to flatten tables and shit.
10-foot.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, I don't build 10-foot fucking tables.
10-foot, he says.
5x10.
Fucking compensating much. Jeez.
Water, he's broke.
You're not broke.
Man. You always say, oh, too much money. I ain't got that kind of money.
I would have a fucking 5x10 CNC.
Let me give you my philosophy on broke or why I don't have money, okay?
I don't have money.
I have money for things that I want. I don't have money for things I don't want, okay? So you see how that works? So it's like,
so you didn't want to come to Little Rock, spend time.
I don't want to spend money. I don't want to spend money on a hotel. If I had a little camper on the back of my pickup truck, I would sleep in that.
I've got a setup for a tent for the bed of my truck with an inflatable mattress. I'll go to the fucking parking lot, pop my tent up, sleep in there.
You know,
November, it'll be perfect fucking camping weather.
Oh man, it's
Sarge,
be nice.
Sarge really strikes me as somebody who's uber romantic around the house.
Yeah.
It's more like,
Happy 13th anniversary, honey. Here's a petal off a rose that I bought you last year. I don't want to buy you anything else.
I made some mac and cheese out of the box. Are you hungry?
You want to go out of town for the weekend? Get a little weekend getaway? No, I ain't paying no fucking money.
Hell no, we can sleep in our bedroom.
Why don't you sell that 5x10 CNC you got so we can buy a nice house? Fuck you. I'll sleep on the street with my CNC. Use my CNC as a bed.
He ain't got a romantic bone in his body.
Nope.
I watched something on TV, the self-proclaimed most cheapest guy on the planet. And it was like his 10th or 11th anniversary with his wife. And he spent a total of $1.40 on his wife for their anniversary. He bought like some stupid ass toy from Goodwill that he thought she would like. He bought her.
Is this the guy who took her to an ice cream store and they got all these samples and he's like, yeah, thanks. And then he left.
Yeah. And for dinner every day, he just goes to restaurants and takes the leftovers off tables and brings them home. He's like, it's like a potluck. You never know what you're going to eat. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, people watch him take the food, and he's like, are you done with that? And then he takes it. It's like a half-eaten cheeseburger.
Those people are called freegans.
Jesus Christ. Really?
Yeah, that's an actual name, freegan.
I thought they were just freegans.
They're really popular in, like, big cities where, like, a lot of trash is thrown out, you know, on the streets and stuff like that from, like, little bodegas or what do you call those?
Bodegas.
You know, like they... I mean, they go in the garbage, they get all the vegetables and fruit that gets thrown out and they take it home.
He's like, I save right around $200 a month on paper towels because I reuse them. He like rinses them off, hangs them in a, on a like a dryer line in his kitchen. And like it's fucking disgusting.
Well, that's not as bad as the people who wipe their butts with washcloths and they rags and stuff and they put them in a bucket.
I was wondering if you like reuse toilet paper.
Or there's this one girl, like she literally she reuses her bath water. Like she takes her
is she hot?
It's hers.
That sounds very Kentucky.
Look what you started.
You'd be surprised how many people who are that cheap actually like they will take a shower with their clothes on because that's part of washing their clothes.
What the
water's fuck? Free.
It's not you gotta pay for water.
What kind of water bill you
know? The French bill? Pay for water, we don't.
What the fuck?
I don't know why I said that.
Unless you have a well.
You're going to have to edit this show, Sarge. I'm sorry.
God damn it, Wade. We always have to edit.
Hey, I already yelled at a certain class of woodworkers. I already just edit my whole voice out and all the bathwater shit.
But no editing here.
Look, Flash fucking left.
Well, he is at work.
He shut the lights off, too. He's like, fuck these guys.
He's got mood lighting.
Oh, he's getting romantical. Look at him. He's fucking... He's got his little sippy cup out. What was in that little sippy cup? Oh, he's going to put some music on for you, Sarge.
Are we going to change our intro for the next season?
Welcome to season two.
I'll just do an intro.
No, get old boy who did ours before, but say we want it new.
Dude, we've already established that we all have the face for radio, so let's just fucking do it ourselves.
I can't do that shit. I can't sound like, have you heard that guy?
I've got a radio voice.
No.
Yeah.
You sound like you're talking into a tin can.
You got a radio face, not a radio voice.
Welcome to... I don't know where to go from there.
Actually, I wouldn't mind just having...
Fighting! Out of the right!
Out of the red corner! Weighing 293 pounds! Sarge!
Sarge and Baker!
293 pounds.
You're getting close.
Just how big of a fella are you?
Huh?
Just how big of a fella are you?
I told you he's catfishing us.
245. What are you, about 6'3"?
No, I'm 5'10".
I'm 5'10", 245.
510.
Dude, you're 5'10", weigh 245. I'm 5'10", weigh 245. We're going to compare when we get to this meetup. Okay. I bet you you don't weigh 245.
I just weighed myself today.
After or before you took a shit?
I weigh myself twice a day, actually.
You weigh 245 pounds. Are you serious?
Yeah, 245.
Jesus Christ, you're a fucking monster. How fucking big are you?
Orange, holy smokes.
See, I'm going for this dad bod thing. So 245 at 5'10", good. It's perfect.
I don't know about any of that. I'm just, I've always.
Our whole live show is just going to be us taking off our clothes and weighing. And
look at his beer gut. Look at my beer gut. Look at that.
Weighing in. Sarge from Kentucky.
So during my whole military career, I weighed in between, my lowest was about 212. But I was like running like 6-7 miles a day, pumping iron every day, road marching.
Funny? The day I enlisted, I weighed 135 pounds.
I had you beat. I was 120.
Ah. The day I ETS'd, I weighed 210.
And then my highest I ever was in the military is 250.
Jesus Christ.
No wonder you had to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't ETS. They're like, dude, you're too fat to be in uniform anymore. Here's your DD 214.
Wait till you got it.
The Velcro doesn't stick anymore.
Because we already haven't seen Jesse in like 3 weeks. That motherfucker's going to show up. He's going to be like 400 fucking pounds.
He's got like six chins.
Yep. Some fucking
big ass. He's been out camping and hiking and stuff. He's been doing all kinds of exercise.
He told you that. But what happened is when he got out of the Navy, he didn't have anywhere to live. So now he's homeless living under a bridge. So yeah, he's been camping, but not by choice.
How big a boy you think Jesse is?
He's going to lose himself.
I'm going to say he's about 5 foot. 11, 6 foot, and probably 260.
Oh, wow. 260.
Jeez. He looks like a taller dude.
I think he's probably about 220.
Yeah, I think he's closer to 220, not 260.
He's a tall dude.
Yeah, but 6'1 is not tall.
How's that?
6'1 is
taller than me.
I don't know how tall he is.
I'm 4'9. What are you talking about?
I'm standing on a stool right now. What are Sarge's stools?
All right, we gotta wrap this up with some good topics. We're getting too off. I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Dude, well, what's going on in your shop, Wade?
Fuck you, man.
What's going on
in your shop, Jeff?
What's on your?
Do you see that sweet barn door I made?
I liked it. You didn't seem very happy with it.
You made a barn door? I didn't see it.
Low budget. I didn't plane any of the wood or anything, and it still came out decent for not cutting any of the wood other than length. And I ripped one of the ends, but that was it.
Oh, yeah. It looks good. Nice and rustic, too, man. That's sweet. Good job, Wade.
I don't get to do the shop builds anymore. It's all fucking work related, so I need to get back in there and make some crafts.
Man, too bad you don't live close enough, man. We could team up, man, take over the whole fucking Fort Campbell.
Don't even go there. Yep. The guy begged you to meet with him when he was in your town. You couldn't even.
Shut up. I'm busy, man.
I'm busy. And then we find out he wasn't doing shit.
Pretty much.
Man, that's my boy Wade hanging.
I was looking forward to it too. I was like, man, we can freaking do some collabs. Wade, you know what I'm saying?
Wade, if you ever end up in Central Texas, I will drop everything.
I know you will.
I will drop anything to go see you guys. And I'm not gonna do Sarge. I'm not gonna.
If there's gonna be a fight in Little Rock, it's gonna be Wade and Sarge over there.
No. I think it's gonna be Jesse and Sarge.
yeah, it'd be Jesse.
Pilot versus Grunt.
Yep. Pilot versus
fighting out of the blue corner. We have a guy that stays at a constant altitude of 30,000 feet.
The other corner, we got big fella Sarge, fourth out of the army for being fat.
Check out that stool he's taking a break on. He made that by CNC. Not by hand.
We definitely got to hire another voice guy. We can't use any of this.
Come on.
No, I'm just trying here. Look, I'm thinking just maybe just a nice intro music, and then, you know, I'll just come on and say, hey, welcome back to Military Make Podcast. No. We just go right on into it, man. Just get on with it.
I like the cadence.
Let's do something sexy like welcome. Like cadences. We got to get a chick to do it.
Thank you for joining us on the Military Makers Podcast.
Or we could do something like make a different intro every show.
Oh, God. We'll take turns.
We can't even fucking manage show to show. We do an intro.
Well, Wade, that's what this meeting's for is in November.
When it comes to my turn to do the intro, I'm going to forget to hit record every time.
Hey, should I go ahead and have my attorney draw up papers for us?
Your attorney?
Season for what?
Well, I mean, you know, to have a contract between all of us.
Are we, like, bringing Jag into this?
I ain't signing no fucking contract. Get the fuck out of here.
Contract.
Yeah.
I want to leave.
I'll only sign a contract if it says we have to wear masks during our Zoom meetings.
I'll have another. If you want, I'll have another gentleman's agreement to make it through another year. If I so see fit after this meeting, the meeting's got to go well.
Yeah, the meeting's going to tell all.
For real.
Yeah.
If it's good to go, I'll say, all right, I'm in.
I'm just there to shake dick beaters. I don't know about no meeting.
Yeah, that's going to last 5 minutes.
Dick beaters or the meeting?
Shaking dick beaters.
Shake it, get out.
I hope it doesn't last 5 minutes. That's a long handshake.
Yeah, it starts getting awkward. You got to hold the elbow. You got to.
Oh, man.
Anyways, what's going on in your shop, Flash? We know Mills is getting ready for his big event. What's going on with you?
Well, I actually am doing a show Saturday. You guys have probably seen me post about a couple of events. I've did some set up a booth or whatever. I'm doing one this Saturday at the Antique Mall I was telling you guys about. They have an outdoor sale or fall, whatever, twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. So the fall one is coming up October 1st, which, of course, is Saturday. So my truck is chock-loaded with all my stuff and my canopy and tables. And so I'll be going out there first thing Saturday morning. Typical stuff for me. So a bunch of lake maps I got caught up on, some Chinese checker, the two-person version ones, the smaller ones, some magnetic bottle openers, nothing too heavy, no cutting boards or anything like that. But it's just a one-day deal, so hopefully I'll make a little bit of money. So that's really what I've been focusing on. I'll tell you what, I've sold more late than all those lake maps in the past 7 to 10 days at that antique mall than I've sold the whole time. I think I've sold, I don't know, 4 or 5 in the last 10 days, which is just crazy. So I don't know if word's kind of spreading a little bit and people are like, oh, where'd you get that? And then somebody else goes back up there and gets one, but it's just, it's really taken off. So it's been pretty cool.
And you know what's nice about those lake maps there, Flash?
Yeah, they're pretty easy.
Well, not just that, but they go with anything. Like you could put them in almost any type of decor.
Yeah.
You just change up the frame and you can make it rustic or put a modern frame on it, make it look modern, you know? I mean,
what lakes are you doing?
Oh, obviously just the ones around mid-Missouri. So most people know, they've heard about Lake of the Ozarks because of the Ozark show or whatever. People know Lake of the Ozarks. So that's a big one. That's the number one seller for me is the Lake of the Ozarks map. I do Truman Lake, which is another huge lake here in Missouri. Another lake called Taney Como, Mark Twain, Thomas Hill. We got a number of lakes around here. So
there's a Mark Twain lake.
Yeah, we got a Mark Twain lake. Mark Twain was born. I mean, his birthplace is here in Missouri.
Oh, shit.
Around Mark Twain Lake. So, yep. And Florida is actually, I was talking about this earlier, right? In Florida, Missouri, like legitimately, it's called Florida, Missouri. It's a town. It's funny. I was just talking about that. Other state names that are towns in other states. And
right.
So, yeah, Mark Twain was born in Florida, Missouri, I believe, childhood home or something.
Was he born in Florida or Missouri? I'm confused.
Florida, Missouri.
He was born in Florida?
Missouri.
Missouri.
Florida, Missouri.
He was born in Missouri.
No, he's on first.
What's that second?
So that's what I've been up to.
Man, he's on busy, man.
Not really. Just working 48 right now.
Nope, I know that feeling.
What you making, Sarge?
I finished up my twin bed. I'm editing a YouTube video that I'll be putting up. So I'm finishing. I have this. I did some research online. I can't find anybody who's done what I've been, who's actually been doing what I've been doing as far as this finish goes. So I don't know. Put out some knowledge out there and see if people want to experiment with it. But
I'm not going to share it with us.
No, I don't want to put it. I don't have the video out yet. So there.
He ain't leaking nothing, man.
He's an old man. He leaks.
This episode won't air until after your video comes out.
And then I got this weekend. I want to make a nice holder for all my CNC bits because they're just floating around in a drawer. I open it up, they all clang together.
What the fuck, dude? That's the first thing I made was a holder for all my bits.
So I don't have a holder. I'm going to punch one of those out. I'm going to make a lake map this weekend for my in-laws. I want to put their little star where they live. And
already copying.
Huh?
Just copying Flash.
Yeah. We're going to call you Older Flash.
Everybody wants to be like Flash.
Yeah.
Not so flashy Flash.
And then
I think when we all
imagine thinking that you own the trademark to leg maps.
Well, just like some people think they own the leg maps. Some people think they own the. Have you seen the guy that put a patent on the home plate flags?
What is a home plate? What is
people
that?
Make a home plate, like the baseball home plate. Oh, people make a flag in that shape, and a guy put a patent on it and is blowing everybody the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
Because he owns the patent. It's a fucking home plate, and fucking, like, everybody can make a home plate, and it's an American flag. Like, just like the guy that put the fucking patent on the river tables back in the day, and that bit him in the ass.
I think he trademarked that, didn't he?
Or trademarked, yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, and I'm gonna do a couple cups this weekend. Did you guys see the? Did you guys see that coffee cup I embossed?
Like the jockstrap cups?
No, like the little 20-ounce ones. This size right here.
Oh, the Yeti cups.
Yeah.
Where's mine at?
So I put our I'll have some when we get there in November.
Wait.
If you show up.
Yeah, I'm gonna order the cups. I'm gonna get 24 cups. They're gonna run about all those cups are gonna run about 200 and some change. And then I'm gonna go ahead. I'll be honest with you. When I did the embossing with the spray, been on the powder coat.
You banjoed out right there.
Yeah, banjo out.
I think the embossing with the spray and the laser looks way nicer than lasering off the powder coat off the stainless.
Yeah, that looked a lot better, a lot cleaner.
Yeah, real nice. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, it looks like nice. And I took like a scrub pad. I tried scrubbing that shit off. It ain't coming off. So it's bonded there.
So does it just enhance the engraving, or does it etch, or does it engrave?
No, what it does is you spray the spray on your clean cup, right? Mm-hmm. It's got to be plain stainless steel or any type of metal. And then you put it in there. And what it does is when the laser starts punching out, you know, hitting it, it probably has some kind of metal compound. It has a melting point that is also and the other particles in there, and the heat actually bonds it to the steel and kind of melts it all together. So it's actually raised. It's not
engraved. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, I was like, wow. Too bad it doesn't come in colors. Like, get some red and some and green ones and.
I need to start purple for a rotary. I just don't know that I want a rotary like yours. I haven't really looked at them too hard, but I think I want one that would be like a USB plug-in. To me, that just seems so much simpler, but maybe that's not even possible. I don't know.
I haven't looked into it, but I think
even you described it as kind of being a little bit of a bummer having to take your Y out of service and wire it into your Y or whatever you were saying.
Well, you know,
that'd be a better way to do it.
If it just replaces your Y, why don't you just get another drive motor, plug it into the Y, and hook an apparatus to the drive motor?
Well, this is the whole thing. When you have the rotary in there, the Y doesn't matter because
I get that. To me, there still has to be an easier plug and play.
Well, I don't have a problem with unplugging and plugging in. The problem is where the plug is at.
Right.
So I got to go through my side door, and it's all the way in the back towards the tube. Mm-hmm. So I kind of got to reach in there. I really can't see. I got to do it with my hands and feel for it. If it was more in the front, it'd be so much easier. I'd just pop it off, pop the other one on, and done. You know, easy peasy.
Beating off? What the heck?
What the fuck is he doing?
The top of his head is all you can see.
I'm seeing if I can go lower than Wade.
But anyways, and you know, the nice thing about it, Flash, is once you get the steps per turn, mm-hmm. per rotation, once you get that, and it's locked in, you don't have to change that anymore. All you got to do is change the diameter of whatever it is you're engraving.
Gotcha.
So So it works out pretty good. It's pretty simple, really easy. I didn't think it was too complicated. But the only problem is, like I said, you got to take your stuff off the bed. You got to take out your little bars. And then you got to drop it down to the hole there to get enough clearance.
Mm-hmm.
I just create a board that fits down there in that little.
I'm just thinking about next year, next season. I think we all need to work on creating a background like you have.
Yeah.
But each of them are a little bit different. Like I mean, obviously you got Maker on yours, so mine would say it's Flash of some. I mean,
I don't want Sergeant Maker on mine. That would look weird.
But they'd be different colors too. Yours might be green. Mine might be red. You know, I don't know.
I tried to do that, and
I say all the Army guys green, Air Force blue, Navy baby blue.
I'd be onto something there.
Yeah.
Even though I'm gonna finish building my computer.
We're the only ones that see us, but still.
No, the Patreon gets video feed.
Oh, I guess they do. What's up, Patreons?
What's up, motherfuckers?
Are they going to see what we were just doing?
Yeah. That's why they're Patreons.
Sorry, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. Actually, it's after because,
Unedited.
They get
frontal nudity.
Unscripted. They get to watch Sarge take like his 10-minute dozes during the episode when he's just kind of.
It literally is unedited. Like I just take whatever comes off of Zoom, and then I open up Patreon. Well, first I got to upload to YouTube, create a link, and then I load the link up to Patreon.
Mm.
Well, that's how it worked. Okay, I didn't know that's how it worked.
Yeah. But no one else can see any of those episodes that we've posted on YouTube for our patrons. I don't make those public. It's strictly just patrons.
need to make a background then, because all those weirdos out there are going to be doxing me just by the looks in my living room. They're going to know where I live. They're going to know the color of my underwear. Fucking creepers, especially those semen.
The background looks good, man. I like it. I definitely like it. And if my computer allowed me to do it, I would do it, but I got to finish building my computer because
I'm pretty good with Photoshop. I'll play around with it.
Mine literally says your computer does not support a background.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What do you want? A fucking like IBM?
What do you got? A Linux? I got a Linux machine.
Dude, I got a Dell.
I need to get a new laptop. Make this my CNC laptop.
No, he's on a calculator. He's
This is my CNC laptop. This is my CNC laser and Zoom laptop.
You could have got a decent laptop, which you paid for that conference room, Wade.
I'm sorry I put our podcast first before me.
So with that conference room, we need to tell people to come fucking see us.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. If you're within a couple hours of Little Rock, Arkansas, and you don't fucking show up and then want to be a guest on our show, no.
Number 12.
No, they can come to the fucking restaurant where we're going out to have something to eat. But we got business to attend to, boys.
Not for 12 fucking hours. If I have to sit there for 12 hours and watch Sarge do his little fucking statistics on his whiteboard, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. What's that movie where the teacher's writing on the board and as he's moving over, he's erasing the other shit because it's fucking.
Are you gonna bring something?
I'm going to bring me.
I need some data, Mills.
I'm bringing me. I'm riding my Harley. I ain't putting shit on there.
I need some ideas. We need you. We need you in this.
I think Sarge needs to bring his trike and a strap whiteboard on it.
I am bringing my trike.
That's awesome.
You need to ride your trike. Be a real biker.
Well, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to see my brother. So I'll ride in the morning when I'm there. And then
he's so full of it. He is so full of it.
What?
He always talking. You got big.
I'll tell you what, Sarge. You
don't doing squats,
Sarge. I'll ride my bike in the morning right next to you when you ride your bike.
Huh?
I'll ride my bike in the morning right next to you when you ride your bike.
Yeah, you got a Harley.
He didn't say it couldn't be motorized. I think my bike would be more challenging going at low speeds.
I thought I had the cat in here. Jeez. That's pretty good sound effects, man.
You always say that every time. See, I do.
You know what? Why have I been in the past looking for sound effects? Let's just call you right, and say, I need some sound effects.
We don't need a soundboard. We have Flash.
I've got more talent than you guys know of, I'm telling you.
One of them is not singing, so we've already established that.
You know how many times I would like during the season I wanted to like put all kinds of little sound effects throughout the program. Man, yeah. That's just so much fucking extra work.
Yeah. Did it like two times.
You did it like two times.
I know, it was a lot of work, man.
Fucking lazy.
It was actually three times.
I buy conference rooms because I got to make up for my lack of unediting podcasts. And
yeah.
You got to pull your own, man. I got to do something.
Dude, I show up. You're lucky that happens. Because right now it's the coolest in my shop that it is all day. I could be in my shop right now.
Yeah, you got to prep for your show, man.
Well, that's in my house shop, like in my garage. In my big shop is where all the big shit's going on.
So how many flags you taking with you?
I've got 10 or 12 different kinds that I make.
You gonna do any of those masks? The
Spartan masks? Yeah.
Those seem to be pretty good sellers.
Yeah, there's one right there behind me. See it? That's my first one.
Oh yeah. Are you doing any Chinese checkerboards?
No, Flash hasn't sent over that. He hasn't sent me the plates. He hasn't sent me the Chinese checkerboards.
Oh, never mind. I'm
waiting on those.
He's got a patent.
I got a patent on those.
Are those on your Etsy page?
No Chinese checkerboards, guys. Sorry.
Have you ever seen that game where it's like a box and then there's like a little divider in the middle of a hole, and then you have both sides have these little discs, you hit them off a rubber band, and you got whoever gets all their disc out of their side first is the winner. You ever seen that?
Yeah, I made one.
Yeah. You could pump those out really quick too.
Yeah, I actually made one. I actually made two of them. I know Jack what you're talking about.
Need to make some of those games where the little washer swings and hooks on the hook and the shot glass. Everybody's making those.
Yeah. Did you sell a lot of those there, Flash?
No, I actually made those. It was a custom request.
Okay.
A lady just reached out to me and said, hey, she sent me like an Etsy link. You know how they do. Send me an Etsy picture or something. Hey, is this something you could build for me? And I looked at it and I did some YouTube searches and I'm like, can't be that hard. So I just made them. I just made two of them and that was it. She wanted one. She wanted to gift one to somebody, neighbors or something.
Yeah, I've always wanted to make one of those shuffleboard tables.
Mm-hmm.
I have a perfect place for it in my house.
Mm.
But, man. The
weight's supposed to redo.
What?
Those things are huge.
Yeah, weight's supposed to redo your bathroom, isn't it?
Oh, no. Like 18 foot long or something like that.
How do you not know how to redo your own bathroom?
It's not I don't know how to do it. I don't want to do it. That's
you don't have the money for that.
You guys are misconstruing what I'm trying to do.
I forgot you were rich and you just pay people to do shit for
you. No, I'm not rich.
My mistake. We'll get this peasant out here and help you, man. Well, don't worry about it.
Listen, are you sniffing that candle?
Listen, if I was rich, I wouldn't be working.
You aren't. You go on IG Lives and that's about it. You wait for like two people to pop on 10 minutes later. You're like, oh, hey, guys.
I'm like you. I got a full-time job. Just like
I'm going to do this military minute because I'm not saying no soundbite or any bullshit like that.
Yeah, here's the military minute.
This is our last military minute of the season. No. It's givenhour.org, and they have a I think they do a lot for mental health, but they do help out military and veterans. And one of the coolest things I thought about it was it's fully confidential, and they don't ask you to supply any of your information or any of that. They are licensed mental health professionals, and provide services in their areas of expertise. They donate 1 hour per week for a minimum of 1 year for military programs to provide mental health support at no charge to eligible given hour clients. They do not pre-screen, as I mentioned, and et cetera, et cetera. But check them out, and maybe you'll be of benefit looking into these guys or somebody you know as well. But that's it. Givenhour.org.
100%. Givenhour.org. Very nice.
Thank you, Ray, for providing that military minute.
You're welcome.
That's not pretty time you contributed something.
Yeah, I try.
Anyways.
Yeah, I see we put a wrap on this final season one episode. We've rambled on long enough. We're all looking forward to next season. We're really looking forward to our meetup in Little Rock. We've told people repetitively, five of us been doing this for, what, 38 episodes, 39?
And something like that.
Have never met in person. So I think it's safe to say we're all kind of excited about meeting up and spending a couple of days together, breaking bread, maybe having a drink here or there if we can get Sarge to buy a couple rounds. And who knows, you might even catch him in a speedo in a swimming pool.
Yeah, and if you're listening,
I'm bringing my speedo.
If you're listening, tell all your friends about us.
Hell yeah. And
get them amped up for the next season. So,
and our patrons, don't think we're forgetting about you. We're still going to be hooking you up while we're off.
You will be our primary goal during our downtime.
Yep.
Speaking of which, to all our patrons out there, we really appreciate you guys supporting the show throughout this first season, and I'll be sending out a message out to you guys here in the near future. I'm going to need to get some mailing addresses because I need to send some stuff to you guys. So keep lookout for that in your email or however you set up your Patreon account for us to contact you.
Yeah, for sure, man. Our patrons, we can't thank them enough. I mean, honestly, we're all humbled by all the patrons that came on board in this first season. Stuck through with us in this venture. And I mean, like I said, we're all very humbled and appreciative, and just know that any funds that come in go right back into the program. So there ain't a single soul on this panel that's taking a dime out of any of that money. So that's important for us to point out too. So appreciate you guys very much.
Amen.
Well, that wasn't a prayer. That was a he just woke up from his nap. He thought we were praying. Sorry, guys.
We're not going to have a military minute next season. We're just going to have a moment of silence where we pray.
When Sarge wakes up, amen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Flash and Sarge and Damn Yankee and Hillcraft and our good buddy Steelworks signing off. Bringing the season one of the Military Makers Podcast to a close.
Ah! See your butt, Chris.
Okay, I think I'm going to edit that out.
That was the best part of the episode.
He was rehearsing that the entire episode. You could see him.
Yeah, I'm like.
He's got the prompter up.
All seriousness, thanks.
Yes.
January 1st. Is when we're going to be back next year.
We'll be back.
We'll be on the IG, maybe on the YouTube live. So keep an eye out. We'll be poking in, peeking in, poking in, whatever you like.
I think poking in is illegal.
Checking in, see how you're doing.
I'm sure we'll be getting bored, so we'll want to come on here.
And for all our listeners out there, if you guys have some kind of suggestions or want to leave a comment or, you know, just shoot us a message or whatever, not ask a question, you can go ahead and send us an email or a voice recording to our email, which is themilitarymakers@gmail.com. Really appreciate all that that you can send, and we'd love to hear your input and ask us, see if you guys suggest them what you'd like to see on our next season. Really appreciate that.
And also go on our IG and slide in our DMs and tell us who your favorite host is, because we've got a couple in so far. Mike Phillips said it's a trap, so he's not answering.
Iron Horse said
it.
He's not answering either.
No, not really.
Damn. So nobody's got the balls.
All yeah, got no balls. Come on, guys.
Nobody's got the balls to just
we got some loyal. We're a team, an army of one.
Hey, Team Damn Yankee.
I'm calling bullshit, man. You better if you just stand up and vote, man. Come on. We're not politically correct anymore.
Hey, if you vote on your favorite host, we'll send you a sticker that says I voted. We do that?
All right.
Go ahead, Wade. Sorry.
No, it's just more rambling.
He'll save it for next season.
I'm sorry. I can't.
He just doesn't want to say goodbye. That's what it boils down to.
Oh, is he tearing up? I see some tears showing up.
It's okay. Oh.
We'll I've been in tears with his mic.
That's funny.
All right, fellas.
All right, y'all. It's been fun. It's been all real. Right. But it ain't been real fun.
We're signing out. Talk to y'all later.
Later.
Ciao.
3 miles. All the way. 4 miles. Every day. Sounding good. Feeling good. Ought to be. Hollywood. We're the best. By test. Number one. Above the rest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore.
Motivated.
Dedicated.
Stimulated. Percolated. All the way.
Every day.
1 mile.
1 mile.
No sweat. 2 miles.
Two miles.
Better yet. 3 miles.